1 year from now, the 2016 Summer Olympics will be gearing up in Rio de Janeiro. Brazilians were promised many things when their country successfully bid for the Games. One of them was the very polluted Guanabara Bay, which will host sailing events next year, would be cleaned up. We now know that won't happen in time. More on the bay in just a moment. Let's hear about something else that hasn't panned out as promised. Rio's plan to reuse a bunch of venues left over from hosting the 2007 Pan American Games.
When these venues were built, the government told Brazilians that these would be Olympic ready and there would be a rather smooth and efficient transition to eventually hosting the Olympics. But these venues have instead had some pretty checkered afterlives.
Rio-based reporter Taylor Barnes recently wrote about this for USA Today. She says several of the 2007 venues are being reused, but only partially. A few have undergone expensive upgrades to bring them up to Olympic standards. Others have been sidelined by newer ones. And one, the indoor cycling venue, was simply torn down. Barnes says the velodrome built for the 2007 Pan Am Games was originally touted as the best facility of its kind in Brazil.
Competitive cyclists were very excited about it. After the 2007 Pan American Games, they began using it for their own training, and their performance sort of improved markedly, and they began winning medals in regional competitions that they wouldn't have won beforehand.
Yes, so why tear it down?
That's a great question. And so about 5 years after the velodrome was put into use, after these games, there began rumors that the velodrome would be demolished and that it was once again not Olympic standard. And at first, the mayor denied these rumors, but then after his re-election in 2012, he confirmed that the velodrome would indeed be demolished and said that a reform to make it Olympic standard would cost a similar amount to actually just building a new velodrome from scratch, which one, athletes both contested that, and two, it also meant that Brazilian cyclists that had had this high standard velodrome to train in suddenly found themselves on the eve of hosting their own Olympics, but without a place to train in. And so Brazilian competitive cyclists have actually been training in Switzerland since then.
So does the International Olympic Committee walk away from this with egg on their face? Because basically Rio made the pitch. We've got all these facilities from the Pan Am Games. We can, you know, use them again in 2016.
I mean, that's a great question. I'm not sure how much the IOC is particularly concerned about this, as long as the facilities are there. But what this really just means is a ballooning tab for Brazilian taxpayers.
Yeah, how are they reacting? Because I know they were pretty darn riled last year with the expenses for the World Cup.
Definitely. Well, one of the first moments in which you started to hear public outcry over the expenditures on these games is 2013, which was when there were hikes in the bus fares in multiple cities across the country.
Right.
And it was sort of what Brazilians call the final drop of water, a gota de água, which means sort of the final straw. And Brazilians nationwide took to the streets in a little series of demonstrations, both against the bus fare, but then everything from complaints about corruption to hosting the mega events, both the 2014 World Cup and the 2016 Olympics.
Why are we not seeing that anger and those protests right now?
There's multiple interpretations about why that protest movement may have died down to a degree. It's worth noting, of course, that the Brazilian economy has really tumbled. And many Brazilians are thinking about more immediate needs and are not necessarily taking to the streets in a certain way.
You're basically saying that things have gotten so bad economically now that Brazilians don't even have time to protest?
That could be one reason. Also, the 2013 protests were a moment of optimism where Brazilians thought they could really change something. And then what happened? Then the elections happened, and actually Brazil voted in its most conservative Congress since the return of the military dictatorship and voted in some of the most old faces amongst politicians. So there was sort of a sense that maybe change wasn't possible.
You know, if there is a symbol of how messy things are with some of those Pan American Games infrastructures, it's got to be the Athletes' Village, this place known as Vila do Pan. Tell us about that and what's happening to it.
Yeah, this is a phrase that amongst Rio residents has become synonymous with shoddy construction and kind of a bad deal. And so when the Vila do Pan was constructed for the Games, they then went on sale as private residential units afterward, and Brazilians pretty excitedly bought them because it was sort of an exciting nationalistic moment to buy the villa where athletes had once lived. But the problem is it's built on swampland. Literally the neighborhood where the apartments are built and where the Olympic Park is being built is called Jacarepaguá, which is an indigenous word that refers to the presence of crocodiles in the area. So it means literally that the earth has fallen down around the foundations of these buildings and leaves the foundation exposed. Their roadways and sidewalks have caved in multiple points, Also, it's right next to a heavily polluted waterway where, when I recently went, I saw a mother crocodile being followed around by her numerous hatchlings and a giant brown pig. And it's worth noting that crocodiles are a sign of bad pollution because they are sort of the animal equivalent of tanks that can swim in very thickly polluted waterways.
Reporter Taylor Barnes there in Rio de Janeiro.